In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Annie Dillard wrote, "So once in Israel, love came to us incarnate and stood in the doorway between two worlds. And we were all afraid." 4 years ago, I had just returned from Israel with some of y'all and many others. We had spent several days in Jerusalem retracing the last days of Jesus' life. The journey that he makes today, the journey that he will make this Thursday and this Friday. To walk in his footsteps in his way of life is the Christian metaphor for how we are to live. And so to journey to where this story originally took place was a powerful experience. We now know that this story still takes place, not just every year in the church, but in our lives. The journey of denial, of sacrifice, of love and compassion, in the story of resurrection. It is our story, and to see our lives unfolding inspired by our Lord in the way of love is an act of faithfulness, of intentionality, of living with a transformed heart. And maybe that's all you need in a Palm Sunday sermon, to see your lives in the context of this story, to imagine where God calls you to be today and going forward. One of the places that we visited on that trip to Israel was the coastal town of Caesarea Maritima, which is about 120 miles west of Jerusalem. It's mentioned really only in Scripture in Acts chapter 10 when Cornelius, a Roman centurion, is converted. However, it's also the town where Pontius Pilate lived and spent most of his time. Now consider the context of the story we've just heard and liturgically practiced. Jesus has entered Jerusalem from the east. He's been greeted by a large crowd of people who have taken off their coats and cut branches of palms to lay on the ground. He has entered riding a small colt, a sign of his humility. Some of the other gospel texts say a donkey, as we had today, helping us imagine Jesus entering our congregation and entering our lives. But there's another story that we don't hear about, of someone else who makes a grand entrance that day into Jerusalem. It was Passover. People are making their annual trip to Jerusalem to go to the temple, the Holy of Holies. The crowds were a little bit out of control. We hear this over and over in the gospel narratives. And so as it was a high holy day and a place of uncertainty, Pilate was called to come to Jerusalem. Not that irregular of an occurrence. So he would have processed in from the west, coming from Caesarea Maritima. He would have been riding a war horse at the head of the imperial cavalry. Imagine that procession, New Testament scholars Marcus Borg and John Dominic Crossan write in the last week. A visual panoply of imperial power. Cavalry on horses, foot soldiers, leather armor, helmets, weapons, harnesses, golden eagles mounted on poles, sun glinting on metal and gold, sounds, the marching of feet, the creaking of leather, the clinking of bridles, the beating of drums. This was the Roman theology of peace, of suppressing the Jewish people into peace. From the West, we have the power of empire. From the East, we have humility, compassion, walking in on a colt or a donkey. On Palm Sunday, we stand in the center wondering just which way do we turn? Who do we honor? Which is the way of life and faith and hope? Maybe it's why I find Dillard's comment so powerful. So once in Israel, love came to us incarnate and stood in the doorway between two worlds, and we were afraid. You've arrived here this day for any number of reasons. You've chosen to be here maybe because St. Stephen's is your community, your friends and family. Maybe it's the music. Maybe it's because it's how you live out your faith or find the warmth of others to breathe hope and life into your life. And we say this often, that our faith is a journey. It's not a destination. Which means today is a reminder that part of being on a journey is choosing which direction we are headed. To remember that there are always different paths. When I think of empire, there's certainly the force. I often also think of the way that legislation tries to force people to behave in a certain way. And oddly for me, I think of the many people who worship the same God that I do and try to pass laws and legislation to force the world to become what they imagine the world should be. And if I'm honest, I'd probably do the same if I was in power, to try to mold the world to the way that I think it should be. But the point is, empire is never the faithful answer. Power is not the way of Jesus Christ. It's to come from the other direction with humility and compassion, to stand with people, to offer relationship and hospitality. It was trying to make the world a more peaceful place through power and control that Jesus Christ was crucified. My Tuesday book group's been reading Tattoos on the Heart by Father Gregory Boyle, the beautiful and challenging story of the founding of Homeboy Industries, a gang intervention program in the Boyle Heights neighborhood of Los Angeles. Towards the end of the book, Boyle's reflecting on success, which is not what my sermon's about, but it has these parallel overlaps that are bringing up a number of things for me. And he spent his life loving and just trying to build friendships and be with people, burying nearly 150 of them, continuing to show up and share Jesus Christ, of sharing what he calls kinship, which he believes is the heart of the gospel. And he writes, Jesus jostled irreparably the purity code of the shock collars of his day. He recognized that it was precisely this code that kept folks from kinship. Now, Boyle says that success possibly has become the new purity code, but there's probably any number of things we could insert there. And Jesus shows us that the desire for purity, 9 times out of 10, is in fact the enemy of the gospel. He's writing about how we let our preference for the poor morph into a preference for the well-behaved and the most likely to succeed. But it's some of those same ideals around those codes of ethics that people are trying to force the world into. Through power, through domination, through control. The way of Jesus Christ is simply to build kinship with every human being, to see the power of compassion to transform our world and our lives, to heal our own brokenness. On this Palm Sunday, we are confronted with two places we can go. And we stand in between. There is the way of Pilate, the way of empire, or the way of Jesus Christ. I think Dillard is right. It's terrifying to be between two worlds. Because we're being asked to abandon what we know, what protects us, what makes us comfortable, to lay down our cloaks, to go the other way. But we know how the story ends, that it is the way that we find life and resurrection. May we be encouraged to go the way that Jesus leads us. Amen.